Welcome to the Miss Muggsy One-of-a-Kind Psychic Medium Show. Call in now to get your psychic reading. Please keep it to one question because lines fill up quickly. The numbers to call now are toll-free worldwide, 888-389-3452 and 877-489-6350. Welcome to the Ms. Muggsy Show.
Hi, you're on the air with Ms. Muggsy. This is the Ms. Muggsy Show on BBS Radio. I'm going to be doing my psychic medium reading, and we're going to take our first caller. So, hi, you're on the air with Muggsy.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Muggsy.
Hey, it's Tina.
Hi, Tina. All right, I need to hear a voice then so I can hear what's going on or see what's going on, okay?
Sure, no problem. I waited for you long enough.
I can't hear.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better.
Oh, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Just talk a little bit so I can pick you up.
Well, I just needed to kind of see what you can give me on some of the stuff that I've been going through for the past.
Okay, I'm picking up stress, and I'm picking that's going to go even through the week. I don't know. I just get like, even though it's going to be semi-resolved, probably something on Tuesday, but I just get it's going to be uneasy for you until you can get over the hump. It seems like you're going through a lot all at once, and you're at your max level. So
yeah.
I would watch your health, because this is a really good time to get sick, because you're getting hit from all areas.
Yeah. Yeah, it was my main concern was a lot with my work issue thing there, so it's just, it's really, really bothering me, and now it's making me feel more uncomfortable to even be around him, knowing that, you know, he's becoming this other person now, you know, and I'm not liking it.
No, I wouldn't either. And with work, even though Tuesday looks better, but I still see you being stressed out for next week because it seems like you're walking on eggshells. And you're really going to have to watch what you say. You're going to have to perform better than ever. Once you get these guys off your back, they'll leave you alone. But it seems like they're just on your case right now. I do get the feeling like they're going to hire some new people. And once that happens, you'll be in a better position because they're, like, beneath you. But, Tina, I promise you, you're going to have to work your butt off, okay?
Well, I hope he'd end up moving out of his position where he wouldn't be my supervisor anymore because I haven't had a conflict.
Going to take a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect that until maybe this summer, and maybe around June, July time frame. Before he gets, are they looking for, like, to promote him into something else?
Well, they just
into
hired
some kind of a smaller department or something.
I don't know. They do so many things on the back end behind closed doors that we don't even know anything anymore.
Hi, you're on with
Muggsy. Hi,
who's this?
I'm Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Are you Big Mama's mother?
Yes, I am.
Hi. She told me you were in line. All right. And I heard the guy was on the phone with you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's spy on him. Give me his name.
His name is Calvin.
Okay. He's a really nice guy. He's stuck in his ways, and he can be cranky.
Okay.
Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't seen that yet. But I
guy, but I just get like, you know, I wonder if he's not like hypoglycemic or something because he gets moody or cranky. And he likes things a certain way. So watch out for that and just see if I'm right.
Okay.
All right, let me hear your voice so I can spy on him.
He, let's see. Well, he said he's tired of being by himself. He's ready to settle down.
Sure. But it's also difficult sometimes to get along. Sometimes he's difficult to get along with.
Okay.
So,
because I know his birthday is in January, January 19th.
I don't do birthdays. I'm not into astrology or anything. I just pick up on their voice vibrations. I'm getting he's a nice guy, but he's difficult at times. I don't know if it's because he's stuck in his ways. I just get this sense like he's difficult to live with. So even you'll see what I'm talking about as you guys get. But he does get in a groove. Like he's very much into a pattern type guy. He likes routine, is what I want to say. He also likes stability in a concrete. I wouldn't be at all surprised if this guy wanted to move into marriage kind of quickly. Has he already mentioned something about that?
He said he's ready to settle down because he's getting older.
Yeah, I do get the feeling like he's ready. But I still think you should take your time, especially since I'm seeing this other side of him. I would be careful, you know?
And there was another gentleman that talked to me, too, but I haven't talked to him on the phone. I've talked to him face-to-face a couple of times.
What's his name?
His name is George.
He's a nice guy. He's really funny. So he seems like his energy is going to be not as stringent or strict as the other guy. The other guy seems like he's in his routines, his patterns. This guy seems like he's a little bit more flexible, a little bit more laid back. Now, when I'm reading two people like this, sometimes I can mix them up. So you be the judge.
I think you kind of are a little bit because the guy, George, is very particular about people touching his stuff. He already made that clear. And he don't like people telling him, especially a woman, if they tell him, well, I think you should take me to lunch, or I think you should buy me this, or I think you should give me some flowers or stuff. He don't like that. He feels that if he wants you to have it, he's going to pick it up on his own. He don't need you to tell him.
That's funny that I can do that. I've been doing that for years. I can't distinguish between the two all the time. That's why I like to say what I'm getting before you tell me anything, but I'm getting that one of them, apparently the other one, it seems like he's really nice. He's open. He's communicative. He likes to share things. Whatever he has is yours. Like, you know, he's not materialistic. He's not into stuff like that. He doesn't play other people's games. George, to me, just seems like he would be a handful headache.
Yeah, because all he was talking about was somebody asked him to drive his car, and he told them no and this, that, and the other, and he just went into this whole song and dance routine, and I was like, okay, if I accidentally scratch a car, would you be happy? That's what I was saying to myself, because the way he was going on about, you know, his car and stuff like that.
I'm getting that this George guy is going to have a really hard time being in a relationship or getting a relationship because of the fact that he is so persnickety about things, but he makes other people feel uncomfortable, and he says things sometimes not in a respectful way. He's kind of prickly. The way that he says things, he'll make you feel uncomfortable. The other thing I'm getting, too, is have you noticed if he said anything about being kind of cheap or saving money or something like that? He seems cheap to me.
He talked about he don't like to spend money if he don't have to.
Yep, there you go.
And this other guy, like, he picked up on something with me, and he was saying, I have a feeling that you try to be shy when you shouldn't be shy. And there's no need to be shy about things, you know? Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh. I like the other one. The other one, I don't like the George guy. But I don't want to make up your mind for you. You're going to have to see and test it out. I just get to feeling like, I think it's the one that, that you're seeing now or talking to now seems a lot more easygoing. He's more doable in a relationship because he is flexible and he is a giver. And the other thing is, too, is I see where he's actually, like, thinking of you or thinking of your best interest. So when he makes a decision, he, like, puts you first, where the other guy's going to be putting him first. And it's funny because my guides are actually showing me, like, if you went out with George, you'd have to open his car door.
I believe it.
Yeah, and that's kind of,
and probably
yeah.
You'd have to offer half a whatever.
Yeah, but the other guy, it seems like you'd be really comfortable just sitting at home, having a nice dinner, watching a movie, and not that you have to spend a lot. There's being conscientious, and then there's just downright cheap. And George is downright cheap, where the other guy seems like he'll do little things here or there that make you feel special without spending a lot of money, but it just doesn't feel that, you know, like thoughtless, cheap feeling.
Because one thing I mentioned to him, and I wasn't going to mention it to him, and I said, well, I might as well just go ahead because it's going to come out anyway. I have to have surgery. And he was like, well, I'll take a couple of weeks off and come take care of you if you want me to. But that's if you want me to.
Now, the new guy, what's his name again?
Calvin.
Calvin. Is his mom still alive?
I don't know. I know his dad passed.
Because I pick him and his mom up being really close. But I can't tell if she's crossed over and they used to be close or if they're close now and he watches. But for some reason, I'm seeing them together. And he must have taken care of her.
You know what the funny thing about it? I know him and his brother talks a lot. And he said something about his parents, but I can't remember what he said about his mom, but I remember him saying his father passed.
You'll have to find out for me because I get like he's really good to his mom or he was. I can't tell if she's alive or crossed over because they look the same to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let me know, all right?
All righty. And a quick question. I can't make up my mind if I want to leave Boston and go to a warmer climate or stay here.
You're in Stockton?
No, I'm in Massachusetts. Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, Boston. I thought you said Stockton. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to go. I think it's just a matter of timing, but you're going to be going. I don't get it's going to be immediately, but you're going. Maybe by the end of the summer?
Okay.
So you'll have to let me know. You're going. Alrighty. Are you taking your daughter with you?
She's trying to take me with her, but but he asked me, because he wants to move out of state, and he's asking me where I want to go. And it's like we can't make up our minds where we want to go. And we was talking about maybe like South or North Carolina.
I don't know where you're going. I think that you're going to make up your mind towards July and August. And then you'll start putting the plan together. And I also get you're going to have more money to go. I just get the feeling like that's it, you've had it, and you're going to go.
Yeah, because he told me he's not materialistic and not to worry about a thing.
Yeah. Well, I got to go because I got five lines. So I will talk to you later. Let me know, all right?
Alrighty,
big mama's being here. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. Okay, we got Linda from Philadelphia. She's next. Hi, Linda. Are you on the air with Muggsy?
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, girlfriend, let me hear your voice. What do you want me to look at?
Okay, I guess I wanted to look at education. How
I get good stuff around you coming your way. I get a couple of things coming your way that seems like it's good news. Okay. Have you been waiting for, like, some good news or something? Because I'm getting two in particular. There seems like you've been waiting for an answer or something.
I'm sorry?
What?
What did you say?
You got, like, an answer to something that you've been waiting for, and it's coming in. So I'm not sure what that is, but I'm not sure if it's, like, I don't know, you're waiting for an answer to something.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
I get kind of in a way. I mean, I've been debating over going back to school. I wanted to go to grad school. And I called and everything, and it just seems like everything, like the ball is rolling. And I feel good about it this time, so I was thinking maybe
you know what?
That's the answer.
Okay, wait, like, before you say any more. What I'm getting is that everything's going to fall in place, and this it couldn't be a better time. And those are quotes that I'm hearing. Couldn't be a better time for you to go back to school. There's also a job waiting for you when you get done. You might even have multiple job offers. Are you going to be in school for about a year and a half or something like that?
Yeah, about a year and a half, 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm getting you're going to do really well. It's a piece of cake. You're absolutely going to love it. You're going to wish that you had done this before instead of waiting. But I get a man around you, too. I don't know if it's a professor or somebody. Is there like if you're getting a PhD, you have to have a mentor or something. Because I see him getting you into possibly three different jobs or three different job possibilities. You're going to do really well. The other thing that I'm seeing, too, is, and I love looking at school, your thesis that you're writing, it's going to be extremely well written.
Okay.
It's really, I'm seeing it beefy. So I actually think that you're going to write it in several stages. You're not going to wait to the last minute and then try to pop it out. I get you writing it maybe as many as 12 different stages. It seems like it's pretty thick. It's very thorough and it's very encompassing. I don't get really like you're focusing on one detail. It's like you're looking at the big picture, but you're diving into some specific areas. Whatever it is, I can't tell what your major is, but I just see you researching. Do you have something to do with business?
No, actually I'm going back for education. I'm going for a master's in education.
How funny. Well, there's a business aspect of this. I don't know how, but it's going to work out really well for you. The two are going to parallel business and education somehow. And also I'm getting you being interested in a big school or a large school, a very popular school, popular area. To me, it almost seems like an Ivy League school, but I don't think it's an Ivy League school. I just think it has that feeling to it.
Okay.
The money's going to be good. And when you take your first job, it's because of the experience, because of the people that are there, the acknowledgement that you're going to get for being there, but then you might be there a year, possibly two, and then you leave. You're going to be going somewhere else that you want to go to, and I can't see where that is yet. And have you ever thought of going to Europe? I get you going to Europe.
I've always wanted to travel, but I have two daughters, so.
It's not going to be right away, but I'm getting you going where you're going to be doing it, like, as a learning project, or you're going to be doing some comparisons, or it's like you're going over there to see how they do something, how they have something put together. You know, like our industry went over to China and Japan to see how they ran their companies. You're going to be doing the same thing with education, but you're going to Europe.
Okay.
So, anyway, let me know. Stay in touch with me, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I think we got Jane from N.A. I think that's New Hampshire. Hi, you're on the air with Mugsy. Oops, we got somebody that hung up. Okay, I don't know who's next. Who's me? Arlene? Hi, Marlene. Did I just meet you?
Oh, I'm so happy to hear from you.
I will tell you that I spoke to you on Thursday night, the very phone call I've been waiting for 20 minutes, and I phoned in. I'll give you a little laugh, Ms. Muggsy. I phoned in at exactly 7:55 and have been on the line, and I was on once, and then I got cut off.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So Thursday night, I was your last caller. I'm calling about the spirit that is around me.
Okay, do me a favor, and I'm going to tell my technician, too. I can barely hear you, so I want you to talk into the phone so I can pick up. What I do is, like, I step through the phone line, and I go into your energy, and I start poking around. I don't know how I do
it. I'm talking very loud.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a female around you that's coming in. It's a female. Your mom didn't cross over, did she?
Yes, she did.
Okay. I always say that hesitantly because otherwise people go, oh, my God, my mom's dying. It's your mom.
No.
She's coming in strong. The other thing that I get around your mom is she seems like she's very loving, very open. Are you going through a challenging time right now?
Yes, it's challenging. The world's
okay,
challenging.
You're saying that you've been wanting some answers. The other thing, I got to know if I'm picking this up right, but was there something in a box or something to do with a box that you moved lately? Am I getting that right?
A box that I moved lately.
That was your mom's or had something with your mom's in it?
Oh, yeah, I do have, I have one of my mom's boxes here. It's her jewelry box.
Did you move that lately?
No, I haven't moved it. I did move, though, her photograph.
Okay. Because she's saying you moved something lately. Let me see what else she's saying. What do you want me to look at? It's definitely your mom. And also, you've kind of thought that it was her, too?
Yes. Well, yes,
okay.
I have. Because as I told you on Thursday.
Have you caught a whiff of her perfume?
No, I just feel, sometimes in my head, I feel her calling me.
Okay, do me a favor. She's telling me that you're going to smell her. That she's going to be walking past you, and you're going to pick up on it. So I want you to just be
tune in
ready.
That.
Or sensitive, yeah, because you're going to, the other thing, she's trying to let you know that she's with you. I'm also getting, too, like, a light flickering in the living room.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's her. She just wants you to know that she's with you. But have you been asking her questions or praying or something lately?
Yes.
Asking her?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what she's telling me. And she's not telling me what it is. She's just saying that you guys have been conversing lately and you've been asking her questions. You've been wanting to know if you're doing the right thing.
Yes. Yes, I have. Because I helped her pass over. She lived in my house and I kept her here when she was sick for her passing over. So she's very present in my house.
Yeah, she is. Do you have trouble falling asleep?
Yes.
Okay, because she's telling me that. Do you have any arthritis?
No.
Watch your hand, and maybe in your right hand, you might have some stiffness or something starting, is what she's telling me.
Uh-huh.
All right, what else do you want to know?
I guess my biggest question for me is because of about the day before she actually passed over, well, she was unconscious, right? So I was talking to her even though she wasn't.
She's saying she heard every word.
Yeah.
She was saying that she was out of body at that time.
Yeah.
And you had to make some decisions, and she's saying you were absolutely correct.
Yeah. Okay.
That's and she's saying it's okay. She's saying it had to be that way.
Yeah.
And she's also saying that you were very wise about your choices, too.
Oh, good. They weren't easy choices.
Yeah, so she's totally with you on that. She's saying it's okay. You did the right thing. And she thanks you for that. And also you had to have courage to make those decisions, and she's saying that you were really brave, and you did the right thing.
Oh, good. Yes, because, you know, when people pass over, families, you know, that aren't as involved don't always agree with what you know that needs to be done.
Exactly. And she's saying, and now you know that this is actually what she's saying, this is testimonial that she's not gone. You now know the truth. She's just transformed into a different body, if you will.
Yep.
A newer and a better one. She's laughing because she's saying she's much skinnier and sleeker and better than she was before. She doesn't have any health problems. And she gets around extremely easy.
Oh, that's good.
She's saying that she can walk through walls and she can walk through doors.
Yes. Well,
nothing holds her back anymore. And she's also telling me, too, that she follows you around.
I feel it a lot.
She shows me where you think a lot by yourself, too.
Yeah, I do a lot of meditation.
Okay, because she's saying that she's actually with you on that, too, and she can hear you thinking, like what you're thinking and processing. You've been planning, like, what to do for the future or planning a lot. You strategize in what going to do.
Okay. A lot right now, yeah.
And she's saying you're absolutely right. You're on the right course, and you know what to do. She's also saying, too, that you don't need her. That she's with you to support you and encourage you, but you don't need her to make those decisions. That you know what to do. You know best. You're a very wise woman.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I don't need her. I just like to know.
Yeah.
I guess validation that I do very much feel her energy, not in any bad way or not that anything's wrong, but, you know.
Okay, I gotta ask you a really funny thing.
Yeah?
Do you drive slow? I'm not sure what I'm getting, but the image is you driving the car and you driving really slow, and she's putting her foot on top of yours to go faster. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I'm a little, I'm methodic, and there are things I want to do, and I don't always just jump in and do it.
Okay, because that's what she's showing, like, put your foot on the gas pedal, go.
And get going.
Anyway, well, I hope I answered your questions and it was worth waiting for.
Oh, yes, and I just have one more. I have a sacred property. I've been doing spirit teachings for the last 20 years, and I have this big piece of property that I've been trying to sell because I'm older now, and it's very difficult to be the steward of this big piece of property. And
there's
it's been
two buyers. There's two buyers for it. And what I'm picking up is that there has to be a way that you're marketing it that's going to appeal to this market. For instance, let's say that, like, it's Sedona and it's metaphysical and has these properties that make it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. There's something about the energy on the property. There's also a well or water that's very important on this property. But there's something to do with the energy grids on the property, too. Is there also any UFO activity?
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of energy grids on the property, and we've done lots of ceremony on that property. I've had many people out on vision quests and everything, so it's a very different property.
I'm getting that it's a sacred property, but you need to market it like that. And I get two men that are interested in this property, and you need to advertise it like in a metaphysical book or
yes.
in a, okay. and you'll be fine. You'll be able to do what, and if you want a time frame, it's sometime this summer. It depends on when you get started, but they're saying that you could do it this summer. And it looks like once you go into negotiations, it will go quickly. I'm looking like maybe towards the end of June, the first part of July.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Mugsy.
Let me know. Stay in touch. I want to know what happens. Okay. And your mom says bye. Love you.
Bye.
Okay. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Lauren from New Jersey is online, too. Lauren, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Okay, babe. Let me hear your voice. I've never talked to you before.
Nope, just from the blog, and I jumped over here.
Oh, good job. Okay, Lauren, what do you want me to look at?
What you see coming in the next couple months, you were talking something about travel or working job, something coming up in April for me.
Are you also thinking about moving, too? I get movement around you. I don't know if it means a move or movement, but I'm hearing movement.
No, I always wish that.
Say that again?
I said I always wish to move into a big mansion to walk around. I dream that a lot, to have a big home one day.
I'm hearing save your money, your dreams can come true, and it's right around the corner. Is there actually a place that you have your eyes on?
No particular place. Just
there's going to be one. I see one coming, and I think it's on a corner lot that you're going to have your eyes on. So I want you to keep your eye out for that. All right, do me a favor and just, what I want to do is just scan you and see what's coming up around you. So
okay. Okay, I don't know a lot of good stuff. Yes.
Now, do you have kids?
Yes, two older daughters.
Two older daughters?
Yes.
Do they have kids? Because I'm seeing three kids.
My daughter has three. I have three grandkids. My oldest daughter has three grandkids. I have three kids.
Okay, is one a boy?
Two boy, one girl.
Okay. Because I'm seeing the boy. I'm seeing three kids and I'm seeing one boy. Is he the oldest?
Yes. Is
He's
five. He's 6 years old and a two-year-old.
Keep an eye on him. I get the feeling like he's going to need some attention or more attention or something like that. I don't know if your daughter gets really busy and she just kind of neglects him because the littler ones need her attention or something, but keep an eye on him. I get the feeling like he's going to need more of your attention.
He's pretty busy. He gets sick a lot. I know that because he has allergies.
You know, I'm not getting, like, a whole bunch around you. I just get, like, there's movement, choices, but you're just moving along. You know where you're going. But you were talking about the job, right?
Yeah, you brought it up. You said you felt that, were I looking for a job, but I was trying to start my own travel
the
business
travel
from
agent.
Home base. Yes, I'm working
See,
on that.
That's the movement. That's the moving that I was getting, the movement, because you're going to be...
Oh.
There it is. And see, I did that before I knew who you were.
Yeah.
Okay, because I get you actually having to travel to network. I get you going to a bunch of different places and meeting people to get this thing off the ground, especially towards the beginning of the summer.
Oh, good.
And then
you're
going to have to sit tight and just start working. And the other thing that I get, too, is I get you working, like, late in the evening, too. It's not just during the day. It's when people are off work, it's going to be late in the evenings that you're going to be working.
Yes, because I do have a day job, so I do it mostly in the evening.
Because I'm getting you doing, like, a lot of work at 11 o'clock at night, and I'm also getting that's when you're going to get your best rates, too. So it actually works to your favor, and it's going to be bringing in some good money for you. Some extra money for you. See, I think you're going to be building up a nest egg. And the other thing that I get is you're going to be very protective as well about your nest egg. You're not going to just be wanting people to take your money away. So I don't get like you're going to be sharing it because you actually have goals. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes, yes.
All right, yes. What else do you want to know?
Oh, I have... I had a confrontation with a rental, a car rental place, and we took, my lawyer sent letters. They recognized that they received the letter and they talk. Now this, now I'm just waiting on a reply from them. Do you see them working on that confrontation reply, getting back with me or getting back with my lawyer anytime soon?
Yes and no. I get the feeling, and this is pretty weird, but I've never seen this before, and now I get to see it through your eyes. You're going to deal with some really shady companies like this, and you're going to have to start toughening up and put your psychic cap on so you know, because there are other companies that are going to be trying to swindle you, car dealerships or what have you, rental places. I didn't know that they did this, but they are going to try to jack you up, change the rates, move the cars, things like that. So this is just a lesson learned. The other thing that I'm getting, too, is that you need to go on, you need to spread the word about this company and bury them with letters. So I would be writing the Attorney General. I'd be writing your senator. I'd be writing ripoff.com. I'd also try to find a consumer advocate company that's going to be highlighting them. I'd be bringing it up to the news.
That's my next step. I did the other part, but my lawyer said at least give them 30 days because they have a knowledge.
No, they're going to jack you around. These people are weasels. I don't get anything good with these people. I don't think that they have integrity. I think that they think you're just going to go away, that it's going to be too costly. And I think this is something that they have a history of doing. I don't think it's just you. Go to ripoffreports.com.
Okay.
Put in their name and research it and put in a report because there might even be a class action lawsuit. And I would be turning them into the Federal Trade Commission. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of agencies that you can turn them. I've done that in the past, and I know you get big response, especially the Better Business Bureau. You're going to have in your arsenal how to handle this stuff, because I get the feeling like you're going to have to do it again. And just contacting your attorney isn't going to be enough.
Okay.
In the travel industry, I can see where you're going to be dealing, not the hotels, unless you do smaller hotels, but the big chains you're going to be okay with. But anytime you deal with these franchises, with these people that just close shop and run because they've been scamming people, there's a lot of businesses like that out there, and I think you're going to run into quite a few of them.
I kind of stay away from them. I could kind of tell some of them. I usually work with ones that I know because I do travel.
Yeah.
So I only
That's
kind
what
of
I
work.
Would do. But if you go into an area that you don't know, I'm telling you right now, there's two more that are in your path.
That are good or bad?
That are not good. And they're smaller little places, and they're in areas that you're not familiar with, but you're going to need to do it. So when you go into these smaller areas, and you're not working with a reputable chain, be careful.
Okay.
Because I just get the feeling like they do shady business practices.
Okay. Now, now the people that I'm working with that done my website, do you feel that they're okay?
I might be the wrong person to ask on that because I've dealt with 5 different web designers that were absolutely horrible, and I just don't have a good feeling with web design people. I think most of them are crooks. The only way to keep them with integrity is if you learn yourself because otherwise...
Right, they're pretty good, because they is a big company. It's a really big company and thousands of people. And the people that I'm networking have the same people doing their website.
I think it's secure. I think that it's, you're not going to get the best bang for the buck, and you're not going to get somebody totally devoted to you. It seems like it's kind of general, but it's secure.
Right. Yeah, okay, yeah, it is, because I can enhance it at any time myself, but right now I'm doing a lot. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but other than that, and right now, I mean, to get started, it's okay. Maybe later if you get bigger, you might want to have somebody that's working with just you. You know what I mean?
Right. Once I get, yeah. But I took this because they watch it, they help me keep it updated. And I see the different package deals that come through. Yeah, right. So until I can branch off and monitor it myself.
Right, exactly. But I definitely highly recommend anybody that has a business and wants a website to learn coding so you know, because they scam you in so many different directions, it's not fun.
Yes. And we'd love to. Mother's Day, I have plans of going on just a 3-day cruise. It'll be my first cruise. Do you see that going well?
Very well, but I get the feeling like you're going to forget something that you really wanted to bring or something that you intended to bring. You might have even put it to the side and you forget to bring it. It's something like, I can't even see what it is. It might be something like, I know it's sunscreen, but it's something that you're going to want to bring. Like sunscreen, it might be lotion or something, you put it to the side and then you don't bring it.
Oh, okay, but you see me still going.
Oh, yeah, you're going to go. You're going to have a good time. It's going to be hectic, but you're going to be fine, right? And you're going to meet some really good people, too. So,
good.
And it's going to lead into more. So get back to me and let me know, okay?
I sure will.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Hugs, bye. Okay, you guys, that's it for the Ms. Muxy Show. I know we got started late. I see Cinnamon Moon and River Moon are both in the chat room, so if you guys want to chat with us later, we're in there. And we're good to go. We work on predictmyfuture.com, and we do confidential readings. I will be back here next Sunday, and we're going to try to get... I just found out all my lines are still busy. Sorry, you guys. We got a rough start. It's my first night on Sunday night. We're going to get Don trained so he knows. And now he kind of knows what to expect. I'm going to be in the chat room. You guys, come in the chat room. I have two psychics in there. There will be three. Get a small little reading in there, okay? Okay, he's saying he now knows. So he'll be prepared next week for us, and we'll have a smoother show. Okay, you guys, thanks so much. We're on predictmyfuture.com, Cinnamon Moon, River Moon, awesome readers. Come join us in there. Thanks for joining us, and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.